Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we're coming to you from the iconic Herb's House, which is a coffee house here in Dallas, Texas. You need to come and visit
Can
us here.
Stop calling you Herb?
No, Kent, you are Herb.
Okay, all right.
I'm just your humble servant.
Okay, okay.
You're Herb, I'm
You're
humble.
You're here a lot, though.
Yeah, I am here a lot. And I'm going to be here this Thursday for our Bible study as well. Now, we are in 2 Peter 1, verse 11, Herb. And the title of this devotion is Entrance into Heaven. Entrance into Heaven. And I want to begin by reading the verse. It starts in the middle of a sentence. But I'm just going to start in the middle of the sentence because that's where the verse begins, verse 11. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be abundantly supplied to you. Good verse, isn't it, Kent? There's nothing more important in any of our lives than entrance into the eternal kingdom. There's nothing more important in your life than to know that when you die, you will be ushered into the eternal kingdom. The eternal kingdom here is heaven, eternal heaven. And there's only one way to go to heaven, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. That's John 14:6. And Jesus said, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's John 14:2-3. And so Jesus is the only way to heaven, and he's the only way to the Father. And so he's talking about the entrance into the eternal kingdom, entrance into heaven, which will take place for a believer either when we die or when Christ returns, whichever comes first. And so he begins this verse by saying, for in this way, and this way here refers to his calling and choosing you. That's the only way into heaven, is that you've been chosen by God to be one of his, and that he then, within time, calls you out of the world of darkness into the kingdom of his light. For in this way, the entrance into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be abundantly supplied to you. And what this is saying is that all of God's elect and all those who have been called by God will enter into his kingdom, and all that is necessary to get you from this world into the world to come to be with the Lord, it will be abundantly supplied to you. I think of Romans 8:29-30. It says, those whom he foreknew, he predestined, and whom he predestined, he called, and whom he called, he justified, and whom he justified, he glorified. This tells us that those who he began with in eternity past will be those who will make it into eternity future to be with the Lord, and everything to get us to that point will be abundantly supplied. Included in this, Kent, is the perseverance of the saints, which is in reality the perseverance of the Savior in the saints and the perseverance of the Spirit in the saints. God will never let go of us once he's called us into relationship with his Son, Jesus Christ, and he will continue to carry us forward all the way to glory. No believer will ever fall from grace. No believer will ever lose his salvation. No believer will ever slip through the cracks. Everything that is necessary, even the saving faith that he gives to us, is a faith that will never stop believing. The repentance that he gives to us is a repentance that will never stop repenting. It will all be abundantly supplied to us and bring us all the way into his eternal kingdom. And his eternal kingdom here, speaking of eternity and his kingdom in heaven. So, Kent, this is a great passage dealing with the eternal security of the believer and the perseverance of the saints. So, let's talk about this.
So, Steve, if the Lord allows me to live till 90 or 95 or 100 or 88 or whatever.
You're in such good shape.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I know and can be assured that I will still be a lover of the Lord because of this. Is that right?
Absolutely. Philippians 1 verse 6. Being convinced of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you shall perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. You can just take that to the bank and deposit it. That is right. True for everyone.
For every one of us.
Every one of us in whom God starts a work of saving grace. Mm-hmm. It will carry on throughout all eternity future.
Well, I mean, how much better is that?
Amen.
It's not, is it? So,
yeah.
So is this also saying, and just for our viewing audience too, is that we don't really supply anything, that God supplies it all.
Yeah, that's a good point, Kent. Very good point. Yeah, no, he supplies it all.
He gives us our faith.
He gives us our faith. He gives us our repentance. He gives us the divine nature. He gives us the new birth. He gives us the indwelling Holy Spirit. He gives to us the virtues of endurance and perseverance and steadfastness. He supplies it all. He supplies the total package of everything that we need to get for us to go from here to heaven.
Yeah. Wow. You know, the great James Montgomery Boyce, did you ever hear him say, no one is going to be walking around in heaven talking about what they did to get there?
That is so true. And I love Dr. Boyce, the memories of his teaching. Yeah, that's true. It's all of grace. It's all of the Lord.
Well, why do we want to take credit for it?
It's just our human nature. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, Romans 11:36, from him, through him, to him are all things. Mm-hmm. So it's all come from him. It's all carried out through him. It's all with the purpose of it being to him. It's just all of the Lord and all of grace. So that's why in heaven, we're going to be casting our crowns at his feet. We're not going to be wearing those crowns.
That's awesome.
Because it was all from him.
So you always like to say, I love it.
I love it when you quote me, Kent.
I know, I'm quoting you again.
Okay, here we go.
You say, well, what's the so what? If we know that he supplies all things, and if he's doing all this, what's the so what for us?
I think the first so what is you should actually enjoy your Christian life.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That you don't have to wake up every morning in trembling fear that today might be the day that I would fall from grace.
I love that.
And lose my salvation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were on a cruise across the Atlantic and you had good reason to believe that this ship could go down like the Titanic, I think it would be impossible to even go to sleep at night. You couldn't enjoy it at all. But if you knew, guaranteed, that this ship will never sink and that you will be safely taken to the port on the other side of the European side, then you would just sit back and enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way the Christian life needs to be, that you should enjoy your salvation. And so I think that's the greatest so what. The second would be praise to God.
Amen.
That he is the one who keeps this ship afloat.
Wow.
He is the one who's going to take us safely all the way into the port of heaven.
Thank goodness.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so all glory goes to God for his amazing grace.
Amen.
And we should be worshiping him every day of our life. So that's the other so what. And I think the third is in our witnessing.
Yeah, that's
that
good.
We are offering to someone the greatest offer that could ever be extended.
Yeah.
We're not offering to them 3-year life or 5-year life or 10-year life.
Yeah.
The offer on the table is eternal life.
Wow.
And it is the greatest gift that could be given to someone, and we have the privilege of telling others how they can have eternal life.
That's good, Steve.
And be with the Lord forever. So I think those are three great so whats.
That's great.
So I hope this is an encouragement to you. It is to Kent and me. This is as real as it gets for us. We rejoice in everything that we've talked about today. And I pray that God's Holy Spirit will work this into your mind and into your heart. And as you live for Christ today, that there will be a note of triumph and victory in your life. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Please join us for our very next episode of Steadfast Hope.